Here's Johnny.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you? Yeah.
Andrew Scherr, the most twisted little psycho on this side of the radio dial.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, the second helping.
Is it unhinged, you ask, or just plain stupid? Well, I'll leave you that choice to decide for yourself. You're listening to Radio Facts, 3910-6205 and 12255. Coming soon, the only serialization, Judge Dredd.
The radio show.
Of course, only on Radio Facts. This is Ugly Kid Joe and the most nihilistic song out that I can possibly think of.
Everything about you.
Ugly Kid Joe and Hate Everything. Well, actually, it's Everything About You. Basically, a song to play to your loved ones. Or not, as the case may be. Oh, it's been a long time since we rock and rolled, to quote Led Zeppelin, and really, we should have gone straight into another record, and that would have been a groovy link, but hey.
Bomb possession is 9/10 of the law. We don't do things as simple as that.
Basically, where's my details gone? Ah, ha ha ha. Yes. If you're crazy enough to listen to Radio Facts, and you want to write to us for all sorts of nonsense, if you would like a reply which includes our station card, technical information, and an artist's impression of the station transmitter site. Now that is... you cannot believe how wonderful a drawing that is. Really, you can't. Then please send 50 pence, or 3 international reply coupons, or $1 to Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG. And if you want to write to me, you can just say, "Possession is 9/10 of the law." And incidentally, we do have a little message for someone who is a nice clockmaker who listened to it the other week. I won't mention his name yet, but we actually will do a little plug for him. That Dead Air was sponsored by Accurist. Now, this is the most intrinsically beautiful band in the universe, King's X. And I love them. That's probably why I'm playing it, really. Oh, you culture vultures out there. You just love me, huh? Or not, as the case may be. King's X, The Big Picture. Very existential. Now, incidentally, you don't have to send money for a reply. If you want to write to us, abusive letters are always welcome. Now, you're probably wondering,
what has happened to Possessionist 9/10 of the Law? Why has he been away so long?
Well, a lot of good excuses, which will be coming up later in the programme. Yes, well, A, one could be that I'm unreliable, but that's not true, because ask my mother, I pay her regularly. Sounded very dodgy, didn't it? And, we have lots of interesting excuses. We have the Jelly song later on. We also have the Ray Liotta fan club. If you want to get into the Ray Liotta fan club, basically you walk up to someone in the street and go, hey, you look like Ray Liotta. Full details later. But first off, I think we should have our first foray into Judge Dredd, the radio show. Or, as more eloquently put by my friend over here,
Judge Dredd, the radio show. Only an LCR.
Radio facts.
The man who killed Judge Dredd.
Well, almost. Sort of. Well, at least, he tried. He knew there was one sure quick way for a fighting man to get a rep in this city. He knew he could get 30 in an ISO cube for it, but he didn't care. Because he knew when other fighting men passed his cube, they'd look in with respect in their eyes. And they'd say,
well, hard. Well, hard.
And by grud, they'd mean it, because they'd know he was the man who killed Judge Dredd with his bare hands.
You, get out the street.
Lick me.
Being a man of tact, and rather than waiting for an answer, Judge Dredd's bike cannon blew the perp's leg off. Well, at least he wasn't on the street anymore.
Name?
Will Hard.
Your identification says Ponce Manilow.
I spit on Ponce Manilow. I'm Will Hard.
Well. You got 6 months on the traffic violation. 6 more for disobeying a judge. We're throwing 3 extra for spinning. I think the new hygiene act will cover that.
What new hygiene act?
Mine. Any questions, creep?
15 months? Kid stuff. He could do it standing on one leg. Which he had to. Dredd wouldn't give him his other one back. And besides, it gave him time to think, to figure out where he'd gone wrong. He'd made a bad mistake last time. It wouldn't happen again. This time, there'd be no warning.
I see him coming. This time, you is mine, Dredd. Just born to be a traffic hazard, aren't you? Should stop jumping off bridges, creep.
He broke over 2 dozen bones, lost an arm and his other leg, and got a year extra for a traffic offense. But he didn't care. He was...
Well, hard.
Besides, it gave him time to think, to figure out where he'd gone wrong. He'd made a bad mistake last time. He wouldn't make it again. Anyway, judging distance wasn't his strongest point. Third time lucky.
Drock, machine gunning perp, and a rocket launching wheelchair.
My youngsters today never start to look around them. Always in a hurry.
Hey, Dreddy. You've been top dog too long, big way. For well hard.
He could have done it too. Well, almost. Sort of. Well, he definitely might have if it hadn't been for those rocket-powered wheels going haywire.
I'm well hard.
Oh, you can't catch me, Dreddy!
Creep's causing a massacre. I gotta bring him down. Sending gun for high explosive.
He never did get that rep, but he didn't care. Cause he was...
well dead! The end. Judge Dredd, the radio show. Only an elf. Radio facts.
Covering my tracks very quickly there. The first installment of Judge Dredd, the radio show there. Only on, just between you and me. Only on numerous stations. You see, we got a syndication deal with the American Radio Network. The only problem is they have to sort out copyright.
Robert Maxwell, thank you very much for dying on us.
Saves us a lot of bother. Okay. More on possession is 9/10 of the law. If you want to hear more of this stupidity or just abusive letters, then you can write to us on Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU6, 7BG. And remember, hey, you look like Ray Liotta. You're listening to Possession on Radio Facts 3910, 6205 and 12255. Exciting stuff, huh, punters? Oh, incidentally, the JD production values was by Rent-A-Slug. Groovy, huh?
Deeply dip about the curve you got. Deeply hot, hot for the curve you got. Deeply dip about the fun we had. Deeply mad, mad for the fun we had. Oh, my love, can't make head nor tail of passion. Oh, my love, let's set sail for seas of passion now. Deeply dip about the way you walk, a contact sport, let the neighbors talk. Deeply dippy, I'm your Superman, I'll explain, you're my lowest lane. Oh, my love, I can't make head nor tail of passion. Oh, my love, let's set sail for seas of passion now. About your Spanish eyes, Sierra smile, legs that go on for miles and miles. Oh, see those legs, man. Miles and miles. I said, oh, my love, I can't make head nor tail of passion. Oh, my love, so let's set sail for
call it Mellow Yellow. Right, said Fred, and deeply dippy. Not saying a word. Now, I'm just thinking of the excuses of why it's been such a long, long time. Well, we do have one excuse here. I voted natural law. Ooh. But now I'm back on planet Earth, so obviously that joke didn't work. Now, okay, well, I'm thinking up of super duper excuses. Why it takes so long for a possession is 9/10 of the law to hit your earlobes. It's just so well carefully put together. That's what it is. We just plan this. It's not spontaneous at all. It's just written down. Just takes a long time to write down a 2-hour monologue. We'll have a little bit of a person who has a way with words, shall we say.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me. Why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early... Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone. What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee-ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvan Army, the Arvan Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, I'll get you, my pretty! Oh, my God, it's the Wicked Witch of the North. It's Hanoi Hannah! Now, little G.I., you and your little toodoo, too! Ah.
Adrian. What are you doing, Adrian?
Oh, Hannah, you slut. You've been on everything but the Titanic. Stop it right now.
I'm melting! My pretty old...
But hey, here's some little advice. Don't eat at a restaurant located next to a pound. So let's check in the field now. Hey, hi, can you help me? What's your name? My name's Roosevelt Lee Roosevelt. Roosevelt, what town are you stationed in? I'm stationed in Poon Tang. Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. You can be a little thing. I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot, you know what I'm talking about. What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle. Thank you, Roosevelt. Here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes!
I know.
Nowhere to run to, baby.
You're listening to Possession Is 9/10 of the Law on Radio FX on 3910. 6205 and 12255. I just love saying that. And if you want to write to us with any abusive letters whatsoever, then basically put the name of the program.
Possession Is 9/10 of the Law, or
Git. It'll get there. Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU6, 7BG. And if you miss that, well, it'll come up later. Basically, we have lots of excuses of why... Possession 9/10 of the Law takes about 6 months to make. Oh, by the way, did I tell you you look like Ray Liotta? Ah, I just love doing that. Okay, folks. I think last time I mentioned that I went in for this little experiment. I was a human guinea pig, and why am I sounding very strange accent? I don't know. Well, I took these drugs, which is these hormones. And, well, let's be adult about this, between you and me. I took these hormones, and, they had a very peculiar side effect. Now, all you intellectuals out there, you know the effect that bromide has on the person? No? Of course you do. Well, it was the opposite effect. Yes. So, once I got excited, and boy, do I get excitable every now and again, I found it extremely difficult not to get unexcited. Now that, if you haven't got a girlfriend, which luckily I had, we'll get to that later, could be very potentially embarrassing. And not to say you'd probably get arrested walking around in that state of affairs. Now, that's one excuse we've got, and we have a lot more than that. I can tell you that. Incidentally, speaking of my girlfriend, which is
the saga of meeting my American woman,
will be coming up in a while. But this is one of her favourite bands. And in fact, we were dancing to this in the middle of the park while scaring little children on the little kiddies' playground. Because we thought, hey, why should the children have all the fun? We'll go and play on the roundabout. And we'll go and play on the climbing frame. And we'll get stuck in the slide. And then we'll jump around to They Might Be Giants in the middle of the park. Nice in theory, but potentially embarrassing if you have a sense of guilt about anything. This is They Might Be Giants.
Thank you to Brooklyn.
And she's actual size.
Words fail. Buildings tumble. The ground opens wide. Light beams down from heaven. She stands before my eyes. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me. Squares may look distant in a rearview mirror, but they're actual size as she drives away. Big men often tremble as they step aside. I thought I was big once. She changed my mind. Actual size, but she seems much bigger to me.
Size.
I've never known anybody like her. She's actual size, nationwide believe. She's got all the money couldn't buy. She's got something special that someone left behind. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me. Squares may look distant in a rearview mirror, but they're actual size to her. Her face hangs in portrait on the post office wall. She's stuck in my heart now, where my blood belongs. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me.
Size.
I've never known anybody like her. She's actual size, believe.
She's actual size. They Might Be Giants
on Possession Is 9/10 of the Law.
Incidentally, in the next possession, we will have an exclusive interview with Clive Anderson. An interview that went on so long, he sort of turned around and went, is this an hour-long retrospective or what? And I said, hey, Clive, I just love you. I want to kiss your feet. And he said, okay, that's all right with me. Now, incidentally, that song inspired my lady friend, who's not exactly my girlfriend, you see. Just between you and me, we're seeing each other, but I never actually asked her out for a while. And then she pointed out this fact, so I asked her out and she said no. So there you go, she's not exactly my girlfriend, which you can use if you actually have a sort of maybe girlfriend and someone asks you if you're going out with anybody, you can say no. It's true, it works. And my sort of maybe doesn't mind because it's true, we're not going out. And she's going home in June, so basically it prompts me to see if I can find myself an American wife because she's an American girl. And, well, there is a bizarre, an extremely bizarre story about how we met and how things have got from bad to stupid. But I cannot and will not disclose the facts until I realise that there's a serious listenership out there who just take me seriously. And why I did an Algernon voice of the importance of being earnest there, I don't know. Probably because I'm learning the thing. If you happen to know, she's my aunt. Your aunt? Yes, charming old lady she is. Too. Lives at Tunbridge Wells. Now give it back to me, Algy. No, it's all right, I'm just learning that from a course I'm taking, which is, I will tell you about that later, because, you see, the whole point of this program, you see, is to keep you listening right to the very end, because it's like a serial in this program. We have one little series about this subject, one little series about this subject, and then we come back to it later. And you think, oh, I can't wait to find out what transpires between them! Without no further ado, rock fans, as they say in Backman, Turner and Overdrive, let's rock! If it plays... I love CDs. This is Metallica, their latest single called Nothing Else Matters, and a bit of rock and roll news regarding them in a minute. Because contrary to popular belief, they're not a bunch of horrible people. In fact, quite lovely. Take it away, James, Radio Fan. Metallica and Nothing Else Matters, their new single, which is, well, doing well in America. New, as in newish, their latest, really, I should say. Basically, Metallica, all these rock and roll fans, they're a bunch of wild, bunch, are they? You are, they're wild! Apparently, Metallica are playing a recent show in Florida when fans decided they wanted to get a better close-up look of the band. So they decided to jump over their seats, storm the place, and they caused $18,000, or is it £18,000? I'm not sure, worth of damage. Apparently, when confronted with this fact that Metallica had to pay the bill, the lady who was in charge of the arena said, "Oh, I was very scared when I asked them, but they turned out to be very gracious." Rock and roll stars. Bunch of wusses, if you ask me. Now, incidentally, I was meant to run off to Chicago to interview a band called Ministry, who apparently mixed their albums on vodka and LSD. Alan Jorgensen of the band is meant to be the scariest mother, that's all I can say, according to someone else, that lives. I was meant to go over there and do lots of interviews, courtesy of a record company. Unfortunately, it fell through because Ministry went 6 months over schedule to make the album, and then things got kind of screwy. And that's all I'm allowed to say, because if I say anything else, it might be wrong. And hopefully I will get over to Chicago and find out whether or not they beat up some Warner Brothers executives, whether or not they smashed up the studio, or whether or not they picked a fight with a pig. I can't wait to find out that kind of thing. But unfortunately, I was a bit miffed that I couldn't go, but I'm afraid that's rock and roll for you. You're listening to Possession is 9/10 of the Law. And coming soon, the most ridiculous relationship in the universe.
Yes, sir. I guess it's a case of psychotherapy. I talk, you listen. You know, that kind of thing.
Incidentally, any comments at all? Any name checks? Or anything? I mean, if you'd like a reply to any letters you send, which includes
our station card.
It's a wonderful, 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 beautifully designed bit of plastic.
Technical information and an artist's impression of a station transmitter site.
In B4 pencil. Then please send either 50 pence, 3 international reply coupons, or $1.
2. Radio fax. Possession is 9/10 of the Law.
The Forge, Cranley, England, GU6 7BG. Or if you don't want to reply, you don't have to send any money at all. Mind you, I can do with the money. If you want to send it, it's perfectly all right by me. Abusive letters are always welcome, because we like that kind of thing. The more shortwave lunatics, the better.
Now, without further ado, before I sort out what on earth I'm going to talk about next, you know how it is, these improvised shows, scripted to perfection, except if you get them the wrong way around, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. In this case, it's a serialized Possession 9/10 of the Law.
In fact, you could probably think that this was a concept show. The concept being is all the people who are listening, they have to try and string together the tenuous links and find out what the common ground is. Now, if you can find out what it is and who you'd like to hear interviewed on Possession 9/10 of the Law, write in and you might win a prize. You might even win a station card or an artist's impression of a station transmitter site. Or, and I'm not just saying this, you too can join the Ray Liotta fan club. Hey, did I tell you? You look remarkably like Ray Liotta.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of on my own. Won't you help me more? Soon as you can. I'm so tired. I found a way to make
excuse me, bit of a fluff on the needle. Hey, not half nose pickers. I guess you know that I love you so, even though you don't love me no more. Hey, I'm crying tears, honey, through the years. I tell you like it is, honey, love me if you want, baby. I'm tired, baby. I'm alone by myself now.
And respected rock DJ of the 1990s is not the mad, inane, demented, deranged sexual beast that the public have been led to believe. He is in fact a very caring, loving and sensual, and altogether fluffy and nice laddie, as the next record will testify.
One, two, three, four!
Unfortunately, we didn't have the nice, fluffy and altogether lovely and super bumpkin record queued up, so call that up. Now, things that annoy you, apart from things that don't queue up on time and go I don't know what it is, but I was walking with the guy who did that jingle, actually, Stephen Lloyd, sound check, on the radio. There, Stephen Lloyd. He is probably the nicest and best and most generous producer, as in music, not babies or anything, that you can possibly think of. And I couldn't get him in a concert the other day. And Stephen, I apologise, because, let's face it, if you were a woman, I'd love you. Now,
Oh, what do you mean, if you were a woman, I'd love you? What about him being a man and just loving him for the person he is?
Not right now, please. Well, anyway, things that really annoy you. I don't know what it is, but I was walking along with this guy, and I was just going to go to my car. And the thing that really, really, really gets on my bottom is, it's getting a bit smutty here, isn't it? Is the fact that if your car is blocked in by another car, that really gets me. They don't leave any space whatsoever. So I said, which moron? This is the basically the homogenised version, because I'm a nice person and I don't swear. I'll leave that to the records, as a later record will testify, if I can fit it in. I said, which moron parked their car at my backside? Because I'm going to have to leave them a really rude message now, because it's just not on. And this man comes up and he goes, you're talking to me? You're talking about me? I said, well, if this is your car, I am talking about you, because you should leave some space. And he goes, it's not my car. You're talking about me? I went, sorry? What? And he goes, you're talking about me? Do you want to fight? I went, go away. And he goes, are you talking about me? I said, no, I'm not. If it's not your car, I'm not talking about you. So he walks across the road. And Steve comes back and he goes, what was that all about? And I said, I don't know. And he turns around and he goes, I'll be watching you. So I just basically went off. And he just walked off. Now, people like that should be sterilized. I'm sorry. But people like that, they just make me so mad.
Sterilize the morons of this world.
Mind you, a lot of people might say, sterilize the Sherwood because we can't have any of his sprogs out here spreading this,
monotonous nonsense. He waffles, he babbles. Which planet is he from? Possession is 9/10 of the law, is my show, and you better get used to it.
More interviews later, and I've been told, actually, that the fact is that because possession is more talk and less music, Simon Bates would love me, loveys, then we will have a lot more interviews and features all lined up. But unfortunately, I left them in the car. Never mind. That kind of thing really, really annoys me. So sterilize stupid people. Yeah? If you have any ideas about things that annoy you and solutions to be made, and please leave terminating French children out of this because everybody knows they're a problem anyway. Apart from that, you can write to...
Possession is 9/10 of the law. That howling maniac, or whatever his name is...
Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranleigh, which is CRANLEIGH, England, UK, GU67BG. You're listening to Radio Fax on 3910-6205 and 12255, and this is Mark Cohn.
Everybody talks about some fateful day. I guess that this was mine. I may be here to tell some kind of story, but I think it's gonna take a little time. That's alright. See a rocket in a cradle and a horse somewhere, and I am lost inside a dream. Maybe I am falling, maybe I am flying, but I know if I am crying, she's holding me. And then the sky broke up, and then the rain came down, and it washed away everything on the ground. She keeps on riding. train, riding on the ghost train.
Oh God, I love his voice.
Riding on the ghost train.
Sorry, was the microphone up there? Cool. One of the most emotive songwriters of today, Mark Cohn, and Ghost Train off his album, Mark Cohn. Excellent stuff. Now, I have a distinct feeling that this country is completely paranoid and they do not like happy people. Because talking about the guy who threatened me for no apparent reason,
I'm talking about me.
I was singing in my car the other day and I was following this guy and he seemed to think that I was making fun of him. And I was just singing along, you know, dancing around, nodding my head and opening my mouth very wide to sing to this very loud rock record. And he in the front of him sort of stopped his car at the traffic light, got out, knocked on the window, and he goes, is there a problem? I said, no. He goes, oh, go back in the car. Sterilise them. Sterilise all stupid people. Incidentally, the most distasteful thing that I have heard for a long time is Stormtroopers of Death. They're a band that broke up years ago, but they reformed recently to do a one-off concert. And they are renowned for doing very odd and sicko things. And they have this thing called the Ballad of Freddie Mercury. It's called You. It basically goes like this. You are dead.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time.
And I'd just like to say the management do not in any way condone that sort of behaviour.
So don't stop me now. Don't stop me. Cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping.
Ah!
Gonna Stop Me Now by Queen off the classic album Jazz. Now, quick competition here on
Possession is Nine Tons of the Law. One of these stories during the show isn't exactly true. Not 100%. If you can tell us which story it is, you can win a car.
I'm not saying what car. What type of car? It could be a Rolls Royce, White Shadow, Silver Spirit, or it could be a Tonka toy. Or more likely, a Matchbox Mini. But you can take your pick and see which of these stories on Radio Facts this whole show isn't exactly true. I'll give you a clue, I haven't made one up yet. Hold on. There's that. And...
yes, indeed.
Nottingham Forest lost to Manchester United in the Rumbelows Cup recently. That unfortunately is true, and I'm very depressed about that, and we won't go on about that at all. Now, I was going to talk about... Yes. Oh, you know how it is. Your mind wanders. Apparently, according to a lot of people, I have a brain tumour. There is a rumour, actually, which was started by me. But never mind. Now, yes. Now, this next song is by a band called Body Count, who are Ice-T's band. They are heavy metal, and they're extremely offensive most of the time. But this song here, called There Goes the Neighbourhood, is very good. And, okay, it has language which we on this show are shocked to hear. Absolutely. But as they say, possession is 9/10 of the law. And you can't argue with that. So therefore, if he possesses it, he's allowed to play it.
Of that.
get on with it. You're listening to Radio Facts on 3910, 6205 and 12255. Just thought I'd fit that in. There goes the neighbourhood off the album Body Count, Ice-T's band, which have very offensive songs in it indeed. There is one song called Cop Killer, which I don't think I should play, but there was a programme on television the other day about police in LA, the LAPD in Los Angeles, and they are not nice people. They took a camera crew on with the police people in Los Angeles to go around and basically see what happens. The police in Los Angeles don't wait for trouble. They go looking for trouble. They cause trouble. Scary stuff. In fact, I think I mentioned in my last show that I'm scared of two things. Spiders and Los Angeles. Well, basically, to the people in Los Angeles, you need to be sterilized. Changing the subject matter, know what? Hey, did anyone tell you, you look a lot like Ray Liotta?
Well, what do you know? Here we are again. It's been a long time, I can't remember when. Well, I wrote another one and I guess it was four. Don't mind if I'm embarrassed, I can't take it anymore. You know I travel the world, but I don't know.
Blues Traveler off the album Travelers and Thieves, and that was called The Best Part. And it goes, to top it all off, you know the best part is that I love you. It's an excellent album. It's been out in the States for ages, and I think it's only recently been released here. Has it been released here? Yeah, I think so. A&M. Took your time about it, didn't you? Now,
yes, sir. On possession is 9/10 of the law
on Radio Fax on 3910-6205 and 12255. We're thinking worst case scenarios here. What can be worse than this? A, seeing Steven Spielberg's Hook. But that's not the worst part. It's a dreadful film. But you're sitting in the front row with your friends, because sold out, and a little boy keeps putting his feet on your head and ripping clumps of hair out of your said member. Then, when you turn your head to talk to your friend, he leans forward and sneezes in your face, dispelling green goo all over your cheeks. If you can think of anything worse than that, then you can write to us
on Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley,
England, GU67BG. You don't have to send any money if you don't want to reply. Abusive letters are always welcome, and any bizarre things that you find offensive, ridiculous, or just plain soul destructive. And also, if you can find the tenuous link that this show is put together, the serialization of the Radio Facts show, well, you give us a message, a quick tinkle, and we will give you a car. But we're not saying what type. Also, if you would like a reply, which includes a station card, technical information, and an artist's impression of the station transmitter site, and that's what it says here, then please send 50 pence, 3 international reply coupons, or $1 to
Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG. And remember, possession is 9/10 of the law.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Willis stars as Bruce Willis in a Bruce Willis action movie with the character portrayed as Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is your favourite character actor. Common Sense section coming very soon.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angel. Lonely as I am, together we cry.
politicians. Sterilized them.
Try to be true. I'll be happy, not so blue.
This comes under the category of My Life Is So Weird. If you don't know what you're listening to, let me inform you.
Possession is 9/10 of the law on radio facts.
3910-6205 and 12255. My Life Is So Weird. Part 1, the serialization of how not to meet a woman. For some obscure reason, earlier on in the year, I was thinking, hey, I've decided I need an American citizenship. I know, it's sad but true, to quote Metallica. So, I wrote this little letter to a friend of mine who said, I know some American women. And basically, I just said, hello, I want a green card. I know it's about as subtle as a mad drum, but there you go. I got rung up by this person's friend called Julia. I didn't know her at all, and she invited me to a party full of people who I didn't know at all, and we were eating rice and chili. And it was very bizarre because I had just been to the clinic. This was a couple of months ago when I was talking about the human guinea pig hormone clinic, where you take hormones for money. And it doesn't really make you into a Harry Enfield character at all.
Nice but dim. Is that all right?
And there was one very bizarre thing. I was talking to this Julia lady, who now happens to be my friend, but we're not actually going out. We're seeing each other, but not going out, because I never asked her. And she pointed this out, so I asked her, and she said no. Basically, what had happened was I was doing a 24-hour urine test for this clinic. And I was walking around with this big container, whereas I couldn't go to the toilet. Now, come on, let's be adult about this. Everywhere I went, I had to take this container. Sounds a bit pervy to me. And in the cinema, I was a bit frightened in the afternoon. You know, I didn't want to go to the toilet, and luckily I didn't have to. Which is a good thing too, because if anyone had spotted my little bucket, who knows what would have happened. But I was at this party, and I just sort of leaned over and said to her, I know this sounds a bit weird, and I know we don't know each other, but if I have to go to the toilet, you might see a big bucket, and that's because I'm a human guinea pig. And she was completely unfazed by this, which was good. Basically, she came to the conclusion that I would be memorable in basically one thing, the fact that I wrote a note saying I want a green card. But the only thing is, she won't marry me. This woman has got sense. Now, because of this little indiscretion on her part, I thought, hey, What am I going to do? Am I going to find myself an American wife or what? Also, I'm being hounded by this strange woman who... I don't know if I mentioned this last time, I can't remember. It's been such a long time that my mother put an article in Kerrang! Magazine, me dressed up as a Klingon, saying all I really needed was a nice girlfriend to settle me down. And this very bizarre woman, whose name we will call Alice... Hello, lovey, Simon Bates here. We'll call her Alice just for the hell of it, okay? Even if it is her real name. Lovey. And she keeps writing me very bizarre letters, thinking that I'm a sex god. Now, she's never seen me properly, and she's never talked to me. And she's hounding me, which is very bizarre. So I wrote to her and said, I'm sorry, but we can't get married because you're not American. She wrote back saying she was applying for American citizenship. And then the next thing I knew, she was writing little messages in the personal columns in Kerrang! Do 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 do. Okay, well, getting back to the story, I thought, hey, things are not going well. But Julia, my friend, my sort of maybe, we should call her, decided she'd write to a friend of hers, Eileen, saying, hey, you need a nice man. She said that, I didn't. You know, I find that insulting, a nice man, how could you say this? To marry, I think, you know, help him out. And her friend wrote back and said, I'm sorry, I can't marry him, he's not Jewish. There's more to come. But as they say, all good things to people who wait. And a bit of a tenuous link now with this next record. Madness. And it must be love? I don't know.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. Every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy.
Awesome. must be love.
It must be love, love, love.
You're listening to Radio Facts on 3910-6205 and 12255, because we like to get about a bit, you know what I mean? Now, continuing the story of the Mega Green Card Saga, this is where it gets rather bizarre. I was in London the other day, and Julia's friend Noah, yes, that is his name, it was his birthday, and we said, ah, we'll go to the pub in Northern Highbury, I think it was, somewhere in the north of London, and we're in there. And I saw this extremely tall young lady. Hello, Simon Bates here, lovey. For the sake of it, we'll call her Nancy, all right? That sounds like fluff, all right? Not half-nose-pickers.
Hello, lovey. Nancy.
We'll call her Nancy, just for the hell of it. It's probably because it's her name as well. And she's 6'3", and according to Julie's friend who was with us, Matt, she only speaks in monosyllabic tones to people she doesn't know. She doesn't speak more than five words. Or this is what I thought anyway. And I said, hey, she looks like the marrying kind. At this point, I got a slap from Julia, my sort of maybe. But she decided to teach me a lesson. Because she said, well, Nancy doesn't know anybody. If she doesn't know you, she won't talk to you. Julia decided to introduce me to Nancy, who, my opening gambit was, I love your hair. Can I have it? Because it's the most beautiful hair out in the history of mankind. She's a bit of a husky maiden, actually. You know, a bit of a husky voice. No, her name wasn't Bob, it was Nancy. And after a while, she actually agreed to marry me on one condition, that her parents never found out, because they happened to be... well, I don't know. They probably have a good reputation in the States. And I would sort out the marriage in Las Vegas. Now, the thing is, I've just written to her the other week to find out if she was drunk or not when she accepted my marriage proposal, which we suspect she is. Mind you, she was talking to me, you know, reasonably well on a model about, we're going on like a house on fire. And Noah, whose party it was, can you hear that? What on earth was that noise? Wrote to Julia, and I read in the letter, he says, that Andy is such a charmer. Sarcasm. I'm just getting off the point a bit there. I just needed some Lucasone. I'm dying. And we're just finding out whether or not that we're going to have our Viva Las Vegas marriage. Now, this is where it gets kind of complicated. Because we're thinking, hey, I want a honeymoon, but I don't think Nancy will go for it, unfortunately. Which is a bit of a shame. But that's the way it goes. Now, but if by any chance we do get married, three ways to get a divorce. Bearing in mind, this is all speculative, and I don't mean to do this, you know, completely. It's just a flight of fancy idea. Because obviously the American authorities wouldn't like that kind of thing and says, huh, you worthless piece of flotsam, what do we want you in your country? Or what do we want you in our country for? But that's not the point. It's a lovely story to tell your grandchildren, kids. Basically, the whole concept is three ways to get a divorce. Okay, in Las Vegas, I have an affair. I asked this English friend of mine who's coming with me to the States in the summer. Her name is...
We'll call her Olivia, okay?
sorry, Simes. And she said she'll have an affair with me. But only when I'm married. She's calling my bluff here, you see. So that's one way of getting divorced. B... Nancy probably doesn't like Twisted Sister. So obviously the grounds for divorce are there. And see, hold on, was that a tenuous link? Am I meant to queue up some Twisted Sister now? I think I better. Nancy doesn't like any Twisted Sister. Or C, she's American. but to make things complicated, because let's face it, they are. We're just finding out if Nancy will marry me, which I very much doubted. To make things complicated, I will talk of a frightening coincidence that happened on April the 1st. Now, bearing in mind, one of these stories on these Radio Facts shows are not exactly true. And if you can point out which it is, then you will win a car. Now, speaking of Twisted Sister, as you do, We're just waiting for it to come round, you see, because it's what is known as a wrong speed queue up. I don't know. We're such professionals on this show.
Good evening!
Welcome to our show.
If you've got that problem, yeah!
Careful.
Well, I think that you should know. Yeah.
This ain't the same old story.
All the same old song and dance.
Don't speak of faded glory.
And what you don't know, here on Radio Facts, on
Position is 9/10 of the law, we like to address the facts that really count.
God, the price of carrots nowadays.
Pfft.
a revolutionary symphony. No one to bet with a charming young thing.
Eat on Rifles by The Jam. Now, after addressing the facts about carrots, because everyone knows that is a very serious subject, and £3.50 a bag is just not on. It really isn't.
Possession is 9/10 of the law on Radio Fax 3910
6205 N12255. Any letters, if you wish to write to any of the presenters, no matter what their names may be, and which animal from which part of the kingdom they spawn from, you may write to them on Radio Fax The Forge, Cranley, which is Cranleigh, England, GU67BG. Abusive letters are always welcome, and anything that you think addresses a major addresses a major issue like illiteracy on the radio. But if you would like a reply, which includes our station card, technical information, and an artist's impression of the station transmitter site, which just happens to resemble a green bush, then please send 50 pence, 3 international reply coupons, or $1 to... It says address again here, so here we go. Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG. Now on,
possession is 9/10 of the law.
This is what you call, in the tenuous links of a serialisation of this show, as everything is linked, vaguely, this is what you call a frightening coincidence. If you ever had a frightening coincidence like this, would you address it as fate? Well, I haven't told you yet, have I? Basically, it was April the 1st, 1992. A young man thought, I haven't seen the ex-love of my life for 8 months. She disappeared. What I'll do is I'll send a card and maybe a little prezzy. Ran to her parents' house in dearest, darkest Loughborough. And drop it off. As our hero got in his car and gunned it towards the destination, he rounded a corner, which just happened to be by a post office. And out, popping from that post office, was the woman whose birthday it was And Sam Bates here, we'll just call her Louise for the sake of it, okay? And she had just posted a letter to our said hero that very second on her birthday on the way to her house he was passing. And he only took that route because the other way was crowded. She saw him and said, "I don't believe it. Give us a kiss." Next bit censored. And then her mother turned up. And
Louise, let's call her that,
said, "Write to me. Phone me. We have to get in touch after such a long time." And our hero said, "Okay. As you do." And he went off. Phoned about 3 times in 3 different days, and she was never in. And he realized there was all a twist of fate. His life had been going far too well, and now, she was bringing him down again, because last time, she was never there when he needed her, and now again, she's driving him insane. So, one last desperate plea to get in contact with her. He wrote her a letter. And basically it said, "Dear Louise, I have the distinct feeling that you're going to be the death of me. Remember, we are looking for the story which isn't true on Radio FX.
Is it getting better? Do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're the same. One love, one life. When it's one need in the night.
Love the higher love.
1 with a video that comes out of the George Orwell handbook.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
And basically we address the facts that matter. The matters that fact. And, we confuse the hell out of ourselves when we try and say these things. Basically, this is very important. I want you to help me here. Because I am not as stable as people think I am. People think I'm in control, but this has really got my goat in the last weeks. The Sega Mega Drive. Does anyone know how to beat the computer at John Madden's American Football 2? Because I, for the life of me, can't. This is Radio Facts on 3910, 6205 and 12255. And this is actually EMF going metal.
Oh, no!
EMF, rock gods. I have to sit down myself.
Possession is 9/10 continues.
Search and Destroy, their copy of the Stooges song.
And EMF, when we had a word with them, they said, we've made a conscious effort. We've got old, you see, so it's touring in America, it's got to our bones.
We made a conscious effort to decide to put some guitars into our music because we thought that we wanted to get away from this dance craze because we don't want to be seen as a flash in the pan.
very eloquently put indeed. Now, here's the definition of paranoid. This lady I mentioned, who probably will not have an affair with me when I go to America, has decided that probably a good idea to check me out. She knows me, but she said if she's coming to America with me, she was going to check out my stars. The thing about Olivia is we have to say it on Possession is 9/10 of the law. This song is dedicated to her. Dizzy! I'm so dizzy! My head is spinning! Oh my god! She gets these ideas, you see. She has dreams about blue things. But we slightly moved off the subject a little bit there. She basically says that she checked out my stars now, and she said that she's withholding vital information about my personality because I gave her my date of birth. Incidentally, if anybody else does this, I was born on the 10th of June, 1970, and I was born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, if anyone can do my stars and give me the old information on that, you can bung it in the post. Two. Find the sheet. I should know it by now, really, shouldn't I?
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Radio fax, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG. That's Possession is 9/10 of the law. Radio fax, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG. Now, if you'd like a reply, which includes a station card, technical information, an artist's impression of a station transmitter site, plus some gargled nonsense from me, which I'll probably write back in hieroglyphics because I've always wanted to do that, then please send either 50 pence, 3 international reply coupons, or $1. But if you don't want to mess with all that nonsense, you can just send me the letter through Radio Fax, and we'll just reply on the air. Probably a hell of a lot easier, and if anyone can tell me what I'm actually like through these stars, because I've got a good impression from Olivia, who says, well, I'm withholding information on whether or not I should come to America with you, because she's checked me out, you see, not through Interpol, but through the star signs. Life can be very strange at times. It certainly can. Now, I think, because of all this nonsense, we should have a little bit more of Blues Traveller, and then I would bid thee, well, actually, I'll probably bid thee goodbye for the time being, and I will be back later.
In another possession is 9/10 of the law, and you better believe it, babe.
I was wanting to say that as well. Which will have more Judge Dredd. We edited this Judge Dredd we were going to play after this,
The Man Who Killed Judge Dredd.
We edited it in the wrong order, and basically, at the moment, it goes, oh, Judge Dredd! Thank you for saving me!
Hey, what are you doing here?
Oh, Judge Dredd! Thank you for saving me!
Bella Bagley, huh?
And it's all completely in the wrong order. I'll see if I can sort it out for you. And we'll play that plus the Clive Anderson Slaphead retrospective. And he is a decent geezer, even if he does support Arsenal. And I think I'm not going to forgive him, actually, for the fact that Forest were winning 3-1. This is ages ago. This was in February, I think. We were winning 3-1 at Highbury with 4 minutes left, and it ended 3-3. My team are completely useless. And then they went on to lose the Rumbelows Cup. Well, anyway, enough of this nonsense. Like I said, star signs appreciated. Any technical guff appreciated. Tell me about the Mega Drive. I would appreciate it. And also, which one of these stories that I said today isn't true? And here's another quick story. My life is increasingly and very boringly dull. There's a clue there somewhere. And you may win a car. Without no further ado, let's play a bit more of Blues Traveller. And I was going to do the Midnight Caller, Goodnight America, wherever you are, but it's kind of stupid, really, when broadcasting from England, but never mind. This track is called Onslaught.